boy, 601 Chance from New York.
Yeah, that's enough. 601 Chance from New York.
Yep.
You got Sean.
Yep.
You got me. You got Jordan.
What do you do?
Hell no.
Sensei.
You got TJ.
Two time.
Is there?
Hey, checking in.
Oh, yeah, we got a guest. Anton's not here. He's back home for the whole summer.
Ain't that right, Anton?
Wait here, man.
I like how you're waiting for a reply.
I'm trying to snuff you when he get back.
He gonna be mad.
So Nintendo Direct was this morning.
Pokemon Direct. Yeah.
So that's what we're talking about first.
Yeah, that's this morning.
We'll go ahead and do that first. I like we're actually starting before like 5 minutes. Normally we talk about
bullshit.
And the 5 minute mark, like, all right, which one?
Because Anton's all the energy.
That's true. Not all the energy. Relax.
I was like, dang.
I said relax.
50%. We'll say that.
So y'all watched it live?
We watched it. We didn't watch it live. Like we just watched it on YouTube.
They had like a 16 minute thing on YouTube.
Like they just watched. Yeah.
Man, so it was the highlights.
No, it was the whole thing.
Oh,
yeah, it was okay. I thought just put it on YouTube.
Okay, I thought there was like a big conference, and then they would show videos, and the guy would talk.
No, that was it.
Oh, okay.
With all they announced, I know they announced.
It was all stuff about Sword and Shield.
It was all about Sword and Shield, yeah.
I caught a few clips of it on Twitter before class.
The stuff that they announced. Dobby up. Keep going.
Gotta put Dobby up. Sorry. I'm trying to think, like, from the beginning, so they talked about the wild area, a lot of random Pokemon encounters are going to be kind of null and void, like, in the wild area, which is basically anywhere that's not in the cities, you're going to be able to, like, you've got, like, free control of the camera and everything, so, like, you're walking around, you can pan around however you want to see it. You're gonna be able to see the Pokemon walking around. Like they had a Tyranitar walking around, dude was like 8 feet tall. Like I like how they're actually scaling the Pokemon now, which is cool. Instead of like in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, and all that, like you just got a Tyranitar sprite walking around behind you. Like dude's like Kyogre or something. It's like dude's like 30 feet tall. He's just walking in the building.
They got this thing called Dynamax.
Big-ass Pokemon.
Yeah, they introduced that because they got the max raid battles. That's going to be in the wild area. So basically, you can get up to 4 people co-op. You are going to need the Switch Online or like the Nintendo Online service to do it. But like, you'll be able to do that, like trading and stuff like that. So yeah, it's like 4 of y'all go into the max raid battle. There's like a huge Pokemon. It's going to be like the Dynamax thing. So I think how it works is 4 of y'all go in, only one of the 4 can Dynamax their own Pokemon, but it's kind of like Pokemon Go, where you, like everyone who participates in the thing has a chance to catch the Dynamax Pokemon, and you can use that. And the way he said it, there are going to be some Pokemon that you can't catch unless you catch it in the Max Raid battles. So I don't know what Pokemon...
I didn't hear what he said there.
I don't know what Pokemon are going to be exclusive to that. Could be like some rare Pokemon.
Probably.
But, so is that, they introduced the new Pokemon, the gym battles. Like, it's actually going to be cool. Like, all the gym battles are now in, like, stadiums. Like, they actually have, like, crowds and stuff.
I can't wait.
Like, instead of just, like, one person and, like, one gym trainer just watching the battle, you actually have, like, a whole crowd of people. And like, you can Dynamax one of your Pokemon in the battle, and the Dynamax only lasts for 3 turns though, mm-hmm. So it's not like the Mega Evolutions where it's like it lasts as long as your Pokemon's out. Mm-hmm. It's only 3 turns, but those 3 turns you're basically a powerhouse. So it's just a lot of what it's gonna be is like learning to time it right. because the gym leader can use it too. But I think it's only the gym leaders that can use it.
So
it didn't specify that.
What is a Dynamax?
A Dynamax? Do you know how...
Remember I said earlier, had a giant, right? You find a giant Gyarados?
Yeah.
They were both... I'm about to show you. So basically...
You know how in X and Y and Sun and Moon, they had the Mega Evolutions? No, he doesn't.
I know.
Jordan knows. You know, they had the Mega Evolutions. This is the Gala region's version of the Mega Evolution. It basically makes the Pokemon big as fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all it does. And it trains. Yeah. So it's like it makes them super huge, and it gives them increases stats, power, everything, and they get new moves. It's like, say Raichu's got Thunder. When he's Dynamax, it'll be Max Thunder.
Okay.
So
you said that the owner can own it, but then your co-ops can catch it. I mean, catch it or something like that.
So only one person out of the party of four going into the raid battle can Dynamax their Pokemon, but all of you have the opportunity to catch it so long as you beat the raid.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the raids happen at this little red ring thing. In the wild area, you can see
Did you play Xenoverse 2?
Yeah, I did.
I know the
raid mission with the bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
That's what reminded me of the apes.
Yeah.
Like that.
And basically, if you win, then you get to keep that character. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah.
And I got me want to go play Xenoverse 2 now.
Chris was the same thing.
That's all I thought about. I kind of want to go play and fight in those. Now I watch it in Pokemon.
Yeah,
so can any Pokemon do Dynamax? Or is it a skill you just have to teach them?
I believe it's any Pokemon. I can be completely wrong about that. Because with the Mega Evolutions, only certain Pokemon could Mega Evolve.
Imagine Dynamax and Magikarp.
Magikarp? You just get a really big splash. Because Gyarados... Well, I don't know, because Gyarados didn't have a Mega Evolution.
I don't see him have a Dynamax.
But he did. He had a Dynamax in the trailer.
They have Raichu. I feel like maybe it isn't all of them.
I think it's gonna. Yeah, I think.
Well, it's an equipable Raichu skill, or if you
give me a Poliwhirl. Poliwhirl.
Poliwhirl.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Poliwhirl.
Ready to see these legendary Pokemon in this new game.
Oh,
did you see him?
Did you see the pictures of them?
Yeah. In the trailer too.
What do you think the lore behind it would be?
It's Sword and Shield, so I'm guessing. Knights and
right,
something probably.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see what this version is, the game of Team Rocket is, who the bad guys are.
Did it say?
Y'all saw something? I hate that we did it. So we were watching videos and stuff on
I didn't read what he said though.
Then I did. So we saw a video of this dude talking about the leak that happened 2 weeks before it happened May 22nd. So it was a big leak.
Thought it was just about this though, but he started talking about stuff in the game, the game had been leaked basically.
Yeah, a lot of the story had been leaked. So, and no one thought it was accurate at first, but then stuff that it was in, it was the big Weavile. So stuff that was in the stuff that was in the Pokemon Direct was they had said by name in the leak. The name of the gym leader they featured, Milo, was in the game or in the leak.
Milo Glizzy.
Yeah.
Glizzy.
So
gym leader.
Gym leader Milo.
What Pokemon will Milo use for real?
This
one. Chill out.
look, okay. Which of the new starters did you like?
I'm definitely gonna get that Torch Bunny. Yeah. It reminds me of Torchic, that Blaziken back in the days.
See,
look, I want to see
Torchic is the best Pokemon.
I want to see what the final evolutions look like before
I need those to leak.
That's what we thought the video we were watching was a leak of.
Yeah, because it had a picture. It looked like it had a picture. It must have been a fan concept or something. Probably. But it had a picture of Score Bunny's final evolution or something. And so we were like, information about the stuff, but it was a whole leak. So we got about 2 minutes in, and I realized that it was
about the whole.
Then it was a bunch of spoilers, and I was like, "Nah, we're not watching those." Because it talked about, I don't even want to talk about it just because of spoilers, but
what else came out in this?
So we talked about the Dynamax. We talked about the Wild area.
I thought the graphics looked cool.
Oh yeah, that's spectacular.
Like they didn't try to make it look really realistic. They just made it look like an old Pokemon game, but just in 3D. Because that's what I thought they were gonna do. Like try to get hyper realistic, but leave the Pokemon the same. So it'd be like a big gap between how you look and how Pokemon look, and it would look weird. But it really looks like just like a Pokemon game, just in 3D.
Shit, random thought on that Pokemon tournament game that was on Wii U on the Nintendo.
I literally have the graphics
was dope.
I got it. If you want to talk about it later, we can play after this or something. I don't know. But so okay, Wild Area, Dynamax. They showed some new Pokemon. One of Corviknight is like this Raven bird.
Oh yeah, I just looked at it.
Yeah, that thing went pretty dope.
Red sheep? Nah, fuck you. Would not be captured. No.
We're not going to complete the Pokedex just because of that one.
He could catch it and eat. No. Oh, we said it's not going to work that way.
Dreadnought.
Yeah. They showed a couple.
No, I was just doing it for all y'all.
Oh, that's true. Because they got the thing so I can, like, look at it and, like, refresh. Is that the whole thing?
Yeah,
that's the same thread.
I'm going to look up. Let's see what I missed. I think we got all this. So that's the Giant Stadiums.
I mean, it really wasn't a lot.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, some grand. It wasn't, like, too much. It was.
That's it.
Yeah, they showed the champion.
There's the
dual pack coming out. So like they're gonna have like it's like with the gold steel book.
They're gonna have both of them in there. I don't know if there were differences in between.
How much?
That's what I want to know. It's like, but if it's not too much, I might just get it and like give you the other one, and then we can both play it. We can go in half, maybe.
Unless it's cheaper.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if it's,
that's what I think
cheaper.
Too. Like in the video, like the wind started to blow and they looked up. So I feel like it's something else.
Somebody else is about to pull up the match.
Oh, that's right. The wild area, the Pokemon that can show up in the wild area will change depending on
version. The weather.
Well, it can not. Well, maybe even version, but like the weather, the time of day, where in the wild area you are. Like, say you're next to like some abandoned tower, some ghost Pokemon might show up. Mm-hmm. But if you're over in the grasslands,
grass
Pokemon will show up. I'm curious how breeding could end up working, like with a daycare, because like trying to get like the max IVs and stuff like that. But that's for all you hardcore Pokemon fans. So we're not gonna talk about that.
I didn't know that breeding was a thing in a Pokemon.
Oh yeah, it's like breeding for IVs. It can get, and the different natures, it can get kind of hectic. trying to think.
That's it. I mean, we can talk. Explain the app. The app that we were telling y'all about the other day. We pulled up that picture of it.
Oh, yeah.
That picture. So it's Pokemon Home. And it's like I was saying, it's like it's going to be an app. And you can take all your Pokemon from all the different games and like upload them to the app. And so I thought you could like catch a Pokemon in one game, you could upload it in the app, and then you could put it in another. So, like, you could catch Mewtwo or something in Pokemon Go, then you could put it on the app, and then you could turn around and you can put it in Sword and Shield or something like that. That's why I didn't know if there's a difference between, like, in Pokemon, you know, like, games will come out two or three at a time, but it'll be like Sword and Shield or Gold and Silver. I don't know if there's ever a difference in between them, but if there is, I guess that will work with that, because if there's something that you can't find, and it's
fine. It's kind of like a cloud trading service.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a cloud trading service.
Wow.
But I guess we don't know if it's going to be trading, though, yet. Technically, I guess we don't know how it's going to work the way
we don't really know how it would work with the trading, but like you can like take all your Pokemon from one game and put them in a whole another game. And like me and Chris had this like idea, like what if they made it kind of like the MLB Show trading block?
You know, like on Madness of the trading blocks, you can like post a player that you want to trade. Yeah. But I'm saying if you put it on the app, so other people will know, oh, he's trading Blastoise like at this level, and people can send you offers for it. And you can, you know,
yeah,
what I mean? Like,
they
you can
had something similar back in the Sinnoh global region, Pokemon Platinum.
The global trading system.
In that one, when you posted, like, you didn't have the Pokemon anymore? Because remember,
it was just in the thing.
It was stuck, okay.
we're thinking, like, Because if you can take, say, like, I think it would be really beneficial too if you, say you're in a specific region. Like, say I live in the United States and I can't just fly out to France where there's region-specific Pokemon in mm-hmm. Pokemon Go. So if I want to get those Pokemon, then someone in France could, like, upload their Pokemon from Pokemon Go into Pokemon Home, and then I could trade within Pokemon Home. Like, Game Freak, if y'all listening, let me know. But, sponsor.
Anchor bag. The Game Look, Freak bag.
Anchor bag.
Y'all got me back in that mode.
Back in what? No!
No! Look, hey, whenever it comes out, though, I'd be interested to see how it works.
You want
to
let me play every time I open it? It force closes.
Look, it didn't even show that I downloaded it before.
Well, I mean, the Pokemon Home app isn't dropping until 2020.
No, you're talking about Pokemon.
They acting like I didn't even
download it. I was legit watching Pokemon Season 3 before I came here.
Getting the right mind.
Getting the mindset.
Ew. See, I was thinking, so Pokemon Home, if it just let you upload them and trade them. So I was like, I guess that would be the only way where it's worth it to mm-hmm. buy Sword and Shield, because if you catch both of them, you can upload them and you can put both of them in the same game.
Yeah.
So you can have the Shield one and like the other one, you can just put like regular in. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I can, if you can't have the swapping, or no, that was the only thing I said, it'd be worth it to buy both of them. Like if you're able to take
$80.
Huh?
It's $80.
For the that's how much it's gonna be for the combo? No problem. Oh, I know. But I'm saying, like, if you wanna play it, that way you can catch the wolf one and the sword one and the shield one. And then you can
I don't know which one I want. They both looking hard.
I didn't know that there were differences like in the Pokemon in the game. I thought it was just like a different color and a different name. I don't know the game.
One got the sword in his mouth.
Was actually
cold. Oh, you're talking about that wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the trailer. Cool as fuck.
I want to know what started that wind though. Scum squeam.